Stage 17, Langabao with Pergola. For a long time, these ruins were thought to be the remains of the medieval monastery, Kloster St. Georg. It's possible that this assumption was based on the fact that in the lower part of the building there is a pergola, which, with a bit of imaginative thinking, could be seen as a cloister. In reality, the building was actually called Langabao and not Laubengang or Pergola, and was a barracks for officers and lower ranks. It dates back to the 16th century.
To this day, sadly, it's not clear where the Kloster St. Georg really stood. It's probable that it was not even on the hilltop, but on the elevation of the existing state. The only certainty is that Herzog Burkhard III and his wife Hedwig founded a Benedictine monastery around 970. The pious Herzog Burkhard and his good wife Hedwig, according to our sources, chose Christ as their heir, as they had no offspring. They built a monastery within their castle on the Tweel Mountain and put in place a foundation to support the monks in terms of land and other useful items, all in good quantity. In Abbot Reichenau's book showing details of the monks at the monastery, 27 of them are from the monastery known as Dwellum, this being the Latin name for Hohentwiel. After Hedwig's death, the monastery passed to her nephew and heir, Heinrich, who later became Kaiser Heinrich II. Under his aegis, it was moved to Stein am Rhein in 1005, certainly at the request of the monks. There is still a monastery there today, well worth a visit.
Soon after the monastery was founded, Hedwig's husband, Herzog Burkhard, died. Hedwig took over all her husband's work, something which was unusual for a woman to do at that time. Although the king had named a male heir, she's referred to in documents as Dux or Herzog. She had a close relationship with the Ottos. Her uncle was Otto der Große, whose son Otto II was her cousin. After Otto II's premature death, Hedwig tried to influence in passing the Kaiser's widow, Theopano, into thinking that Eckhard, her St. Gallen-born mentor and confidant, should bring up the three-year-old heir to the throne, Otto III. Little is known about Hedwig, but in the Lake Constance area and in the Hegau, she became famous. This can be seen in the novel Eckhard by Joseph Victor von Scheffel, published in 1855. The love story of Hedwig and the St. Gallen monk Eckhard became a bestseller, but without a happy ending.